Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. Some people love to show off, or perform, in front of other people. A concerto is a piece of music in which one or more solo instruments get to show off in front of a larger group of instruments, and also in front of an audience. The starring instrument in Vivaldi's set of Four Seasons concertos is the violin. The violin was invented over 100 years before Vivaldi came along, but not the concerto. Concertos for solo instruments were born in Italy in the late 1600s. Soon, composers in other countries wanted to write concertos in the Italian style. Johann Sebastian Bach taught himself to compose concertos by copying out Vivaldi's music. As he copied out the parts, Bach studied what Vivaldi had done and how he had done it. Based on that, Bach wrote his own concertos. For most of his life, Franz Joseph Haydn held a job that involved composing music for the court orchestra that he conducted. In Haydn's day, conductors didn't stand in front of the orchestra waving their arms the way they do today. Back then, the head honcho violinist, or concertmaster, who's a member of the orchestra, was also the conductor. So Haydn was also a very good violinist and wrote concertos for his instrument. By the time Felix Mendelssohn came along, the conductor of an orchestra didn't play in it anymore. When Mendelssohn became conductor of one of the best orchestras in Europe, he hired his good friend Ferdinand David to be the concertmaster head honcho violinist. Then Mendelssohn wrote a concerto for his friend to play. Mendelssohn and David also helped popularize an earlier violin concerto, the one by Ludwig van Beethoven. Beethoven's concerto never caught on during his lifetime, which may have been because at the first performance of the piece, the violinist hadn't bothered to learn his music. He was sight-reading, seeing the music for the first time, which you're not supposed to do in a concert. People don't sight-read Beethoven's concerto in performance anymore. Some violin concertos got labeled unplayable because they hadn't found the right violinist to play them. The first violinist Tchaikovsky asked to perform his concerto said it couldn't be done. Turns out he was wrong. It makes sense that the history of violin concertos follows the history of great violinists. Josef Joachim was the greatest violinist in Europe in the last half of the 19th century. Joachim was happy to give advice on how to get around the violin to composers who wanted to write concertos for him, like Max Bruch. Up until recently, most great violinists also wrote concertos for themselves to play. Not many of them do that anymore today, but Mark O'Connor does. Mm-hmm. You can definitely hear bits of folk music, which is what Mark O'Connor grew up playing, in the piece he calls his Fiddle Concerto. Fiddle is what folk and country musicians call the violin. Classical violinists sometimes call it a fiddle, too, even when they're springing into Vivaldi. Next week on Classics for Kids, Spring Fever, with a show full of music for the season. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me next time for Spring Music on Classics for Kids.